good evening. If you want to be opening in your Bibles with me, you've not too far to turn tonight. We're in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. We'll spend just a couple of minutes here. We'll start in verse 8. We'll read verses 8 and 9 here. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And we'll stop right there. So here we are, just a few chapters into Genesis, and we find the very first recorded question that God asked. And now when the God of the universe, the God of all creation, when he asks a question, well, that ought to get our attention a little bit. And so it turns out that it's really one of the most profound, one of the deepest and most meaningful questions ever asked. And now it's not a question of geography, of course. You know, God didn't somehow misplace Adam or is looking for the coordinates and the location of where he is in the garden here. It's much more than that. This is a much deeper question. It's a spiritual question. It's a relationship question. And now if you ever played a game of hide and seek with a toddler or a young child, then this will be very familiar to you, right? Because what happens when you play that game with a toddler? Before you're even done counting to 10, you probably already know where they are, right? If the giggling hasn't given it away, then you open your eyes and you can see their feet sticking out from underneath the curtain, right? And what do? You start walking towards them and you call out to them, maybe stepping loudly on purpose. So that way that they hear you moving and they know you're coming to them and you call out, "I wonder where you could be. Where are you?" Right? It's not because you're lost. It's not because you can't find them without their help. It's because you want them to know that you're coming to them, that you're drawing near. You're not walking away. And you want to make sure that they know that. That's exactly what I read here in these two verses that we read, right? God asked this question, just three simple words, "Where are you?" And it is completely for Adam's benefit, right? Because Adam, he's not just hiding behind trees and bushes here. Really, he's hiding behind guilt and shame and fear. So this isn't a question of location. And really, just as much of a question, it's an invitation, right? Because God is saying here in these verses, "Adam, look, I know what you've done, and you're still of great value to me." He's saying, even now, stained with sin, I want a relationship with you. I mean, think about that. This is the first time, just three chapters in, and humanity has fallen, right? They've sinned for the first time. And God doesn't show up with thunder or bolts of lightning. He doesn't shout for Adam to explain himself immediately. He shows up and he simply asks, "Where are you?" And it's that same question that God asked all the way back in the garden that still echoes quite loudly today. So where are you this evening? Where are you in your relationship with God? Where are you in your desire to pursue him in that? And maybe most importantly, where are you going to spend eternity? You have a chance to answer and respond to that question this very evening. And so we extend an invitation to allow you to do just that. If you're here tonight, you're ready to take on Christ in baptism, to be washed of your sins, and to finally be able to take that step and to draw near to God. If you need to respond to that in any way, then won't you come now while we stand and sing?